Leon Garfield, Devil in the Fog. But there was something else that happened. Something at once extraordinary and even terrifying. The air was at its most crowded with mountains of light and color, tumbling upon each other, like it must be in heaven. When they broke and swirled and stormed in a mad combination, furiously they fell upon one another, colors dying into purple, gray, even black, till a long, dark funnel seemed to be roaring from the crucible to the night. And then, along this funnel, toward the vague blackness about its shoulders and head. What's that? It's gone cold as the grave. What's he done? Did you see it? What? The shape. Black, horned, corpse-faced. He's called up the devil. I heard Mr. Treat scrape back his chair, saw him rear up to his feet. So you've come, he muttered. The figure in black halted, an uncanny moment. Vapors swirled around his grey, dingy face, licked at his rheumy eyes. But will come no more. Mr. Thomas Treat, my principal instructs me. Come no more. It was the stranger. Come like the devil to a christening. He opened the door and let in the night, which had rushed across the parlor to the open door opposite, left so by the landlord, who'd blocked the passage with too much ale, and so made the dark funnel in the smoke down which he walked. For a moment our father stood speechless. Then I think someone maybe was the wind. Shut one of the doors, and the dark funnel began to fill up with Lucifer's smoke. So the stranger became obscure, till he was scarcely visible, and might have been a trick of the moving vapors. A shape that looked like a man, but was not. After 13 years, I heard Mr. Treat cry out, his voice much altered and unequal. And now, you say, no more. What must I do? 13 years, it is too long. May God have mercy on me, but I will not continue. No, no. Let the fires of hell come and scorch me. I've a soul, sir. Tell your principal that. Did he think he'd brought me forever? Go tell your principal that his no more frees Thomas Treat forever. No more's as good as enough. Begone, you dingy devil, sir. I will not continue. But grand as he'd been, Mr. Treat had been defying his own Lucifer smoke, for the stranger had gone directly, leaving the parlourful of boozers to conclude that our father had made a bargain with the devil, and was trying to escape it. And indeed, we Treats hath fought so too, for Mr. Treat's parlour and gloomy trembling was something outside of our knowledge of him. Get out! Get out! Bowled the landlord, seeing a chance of saving on the supper and bed he might have been obliged to furnish for the entertainment. I have no black magic in my inn. Never come back no more. Devil sent Treats. No more November's here, I say.